painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking, KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on Artbeat, we continue our conversation about images of Midwest Music Fest, a photo exhibit being shown at Ed's No Name Bar through June 2nd. The exhibit features two local Winona photographers, John Swanson and Nathaniel Nelson. Last week we spoke with John, and today we get to hear from Nathaniel. We talk about finding your own style, the challenges of shooting a live band, and Nathaniel even gives us some tips for those just starting out. I'm Bill Stoneberg with photographer Nathaniel Nelson on Artbeat.
How are you doing today, Nathaniel?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for being on the show. First off, I just want to say there's a lot of beautiful work here, a lot of great stuff you did, and it's all centered around music, musicians, a lot of Midwest Music Fest stuff. What is it about music and musicians that inspires you to shoot?
Well, I mean, for me, music is why I got shooting in the first place.
Okay.
So as I was going through my time at Winona State and kind of working on my portfolio, when I was looking specifically video, I was actually a videographer before I was a photographer, and now I end up doing photos more than video. But one of the things I wanted to do was music videos, because I always thought it would be a good thing to add in my oeuvre. And so I ended up working with a bunch of artists, and that just kind of led me to shooting shows. And so a lot of it's just been trial and error. And for me, my personal style ends up leaning more toward like experimental happenstance. I like to capture the environment and like what they're seeing. It's not so much as I want to show a specific moment of an event, but I want to show something that you could imagine yourself seeing, kind of this weird nostalgia. And I'm not like a big post photographer, but I think shows have, and live music in general, there's this huge amount of energy that goes into the shows and goes into the musicians, and capturing that, first of all, it gives so many opportunities for great stuff, but there aren't a whole lot of other places where you can really get that sort of raw creative energy in a photo without having to purposely like pose and transform it.
Right. Yeah, and I noticed, you know, looking around the room here, you can feel that energy come through the photos. It's pretty cool, you know. So, you know, at an event like Midwest Music Fest, I'm assuming you shoot a lot, you know. How do you go through those, and how do you go about deciding what to keep and what to show, what not to show?
Well, so I shoot a ton of photos. I think this year, I think I had, 2,500 after the weekend? And now not all of those were good. People were blurry or out of focus, or just like the composition wasn't right. So I actually go through a couple stages when I'm weaning down. So the first one is just going through and deleting anything that's noticeably bad. Okay. If there's somebody that just doesn't look right, or it's, I know I have other photos that are better, I just cut those off completely. Okay. And then I go through and kind of do a base editing spree, and then I start comparing ones that are fairly similar, and kind of figure out which one has the best eye lines, the best movement, which ones I feel evoke the show the best. And then I just kind of compile those down to a smaller list, and then depending on where I send them, that list goes even smaller. I don't like to send out all my photos to anyone, but like to individual bands, I'll send their set to Midwest Music Fest. I'll choose specific ones that kind of feel more like this is a wide span of the event. Okay. So it all depends on like who I'm going to, but I like to have a lot of variety. I don't like it when I have multiple shots that feel the same, that look the same.
Sure.
So I always try to like wean down from there to make sure that every shot in the set feels different in a way.
Okay, and then when you do send them off, like to say the artist or something, what kind of feedback do you get from the musicians?
Well, for the most part, they're just super stoked about it.
Cool.
I've had a lot of people called me a consistent photographer. I mean, I've only been shooting for maybe 2.5 years or so, but I do think that I have a style that I've sort of established, which is super nice to have. But it's nice to be able to show people examples of my work, and then when I send it to them, it's representative of what I've already shown them, which I think is super neat.
Cool. So when you shoot, do you mainly shoot in color then, or do you do black and whites too? Or?
I actually almost exclusively shoot in color. Okay. Unless I'm like, I've shot like headshots in black and white or specific photos. Okay. But if I'm shooting shows, I'm shooting events, or just mainly almost all of my photography, I prefer color.
Okay.
I just think there's more to work with in there for me. And a lot of my, like, the style of my photography comes from my post-processing and kind of how I rework the photos, rework the colors, because I like things to have a little bit of this hazy tone to it, which you can't really get in black and white photography. In black and white, you typically want pretty heavy contrast, big whites, big darks, a lot of movement in between it. For color, I don't like strong whites. I tone the whites down. And I like to have this sort of just matte feeling to it, this hazy backdrop. So I just ended up shooting in color, and then just kind of stuck with it.
Okay. And then, you know, in a live music situation, you have, like, changing lighting, you know, the people on stage are moving around a lot. How do you deal with those challenges?
For me, it's just kind of feeling out the show and feeling out the space. So if there's like a lot of people moving around really close, it's finding a place where like, okay, here's where people are moving, move with them, find the shot, take the shot. Sometimes you can sneak on stage, sneak around. But like in terms of like moving lighting, I'm not really too worried about it because a lot of my photography ends up using lighting as a benefit instead of a negative, so sometimes I can have like this lens flare that some people call out and be like, that shouldn't work. But for me, I think it adds more character, and that kind of goes back to this whole like experience kind of thing, because those things happen when you're there.
Right.
Sometimes you'll get a light right in your face and it'll blur things out for a minute, and sometimes things will be a little obscure, will be a little bit off. So I think a little bit of error, a little wabi-sabi here and there, I think it adds to the photos. So for me, I don't really worry too much about lighting, unless it's like noticeably bad and I have like a light shining directly on my camera, in which case I'm like, okay, gotta go find somewhere else. But for the most part, I don't really mind it.
Okay. It seems like it paints a truer picture of the event then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you ever approach shooting a band with like some planned angles and shots in mind, or do you just kind of go with the flow and play it by ear?
Nope, I always shoot off the hip. Okay. Sometimes I have like, okay, I don't want to get a shot, like especially with events like Midwest Music Fest, like I want to get a shot of the full band or like a couple members or the van plus the venue. But in terms of like angles, because things vary from band to band and how they perform, how they move, a lot of it you just have to adapt to and be like, okay, this is how they're going to look from here. What are my options? Where am I going to go? And so a lot of it just kind of trial and error, and kind of saying, does this look good? Scoot it over here. And then finding what works.
Okay. And then, you know, like you said, you get that true picture of the event when you roll with it like that, I suppose.
Yeah. And that's always been my goal when I shoot, is try to make it feel like you were there or you could have been there. And sometimes it's a little bit, it's my stuff stylized, very much stylized, but stylized in a way that I personally feel like this is something I saw.
Okay. So where can people find your photos and stuff if they want to view them online, if they don't get a chance to get down here?
Well, most of my work is published through the Tree Dome page. So Facebook's probably the easiest. Otherwise, Midwest Music Fest posts some. We've had some posted by The Current. Bands all across town have my work sitting somewhere on their page. So there are places. They're around. But the easiest one would be our website, or our Facebook, rather.
The Tree Dome website.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So if someone wanted to get started and just, you know, they're interested in shooting bands and live events like this, what kind of tips would you give them?
So the first one is do it. The easiest way to start shooting bands and searching live music and figure out how to shoot live music is to shoot live music. It's not really something you can prepare for or until you're there, because there are a lot of, like, I know a lot of photographers who do struggle in a live music environment because of the variety in lights, typically shooting in a very dark venue. But the easiest way is just kind of try it out, find what works, and find what you feel right. And the second part is just kind of develop a style. Like, I take John's photos, for instance. Like, John shoots almost exclusively in black and white, and you can tell a John Swanson photo the moment you see it. And I like to think that mine has the same kind of feeling. And I think that's really important for photographers, especially in music, is find what you think looks good, not what's normal.
Okay, that's good advice. Great. Well, I've been talking to photographer Nathaniel Nelson. He's part of the exhibit down at Ed's No Name Bar. It's running through June 2nd, I believe. And it's called Images of Midwest Music Fest. So thanks so much for being with us today, Nathaniel.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks again to Nathaniel Nelson for joining us today on ArtBeat. For more information on Nathaniel and his work, go to treatemmn.com or search him out on Facebook. I encourage anyone interested in live music and photography to visit the exhibit at Ed's No Name Bar, which will be showing until June 2nd. For more conversations on art, tune into ArtBeat Tuesdays at 12:30 right here on 89.5 KQAL. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and we've been talking with photographer Nathaniel Nelson on ArtBeat.
ArtBeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.
Is art an important part of your life? Find podcasts of ArtBeat and all your favorite KQAL shows by going to kqal.org and looking for program archives under the Media tab. ArtBeat is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.